BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott has refused to deny reports that border officials paid people smugglers to take boats full of asylum seekers back to Indonesia. An Indonesian police chief reportedly said that Australian officials paid $30,000 to people smugglers to abort their journey. John Donison reports.
When asked about the claims, Tony Abbott would neither confirm or deny, but said creative strategies were being used to stop asylum seeker boats. He said Australia had been successful at stopping boats by hook or by crook, adding that he was proud of the country's border protection authorities. Australian officials reportedly handed over $30,000 to the crew of the boat carrying 65 asylum seekers off Indonesia's remote Rote Island. The Australian government has taken a tough line on asylum seekers and has been largely successful in stopping people reaching Australia's shores.
French prosecutors say a new investigation into the German wing's air disaster will decide whether manslaughter charges will be brought. It follows confirmation that several doctors who treated the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, had judged him unfit to fly. The doctors failed to tell Mr. Lubitz's employers because of Germany's strict patient confidentiality laws. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has been warned that he will not be allowed to dismantle the European Union as he attempts to renegotiate Britain's terms of membership. After meetings in Brussels, the Finnish Premier said he was unwilling to enter what he called a carousel of treaty negotiations. Ben Wright reports.
Within the EU, there is clearly a desire to keep Britain in the club, but not at any price. There is a crucial summit in Brussels at the end of June where David Cameron will set out his plans in detail. Before that, he is trying to charm, cajole, and explain why his new government has embarked down this renegotiation and referendum path. Today, though, came a sense of the resistance he may face. The Prime Minister of Belgium dismissed the idea national parliaments could be given further vetoes over EU legislation. The President of Romania said the free movement principle was essential.
Nigeria and four of its neighbours have agreed to set up a joint military force to take on the Islamist militants of Boko Haram. The details were announced by a Nigerian defence spokesman, Aliyu Ismail, after leaders of the five countries met in the capital, Abuja.
The heads of state and government approved the immediate deployment of the multinational joint task force headquarters at N'Djamena, Chad, by implementing its human, logistics and financial requirements.
The BBC's Nigeria correspondent says the fact that the new Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari, called the meeting at short notice is a sign that ending the insurgency is his top priority. The United States has spent more than $2.5 billion on the war against Islamic State since it began conducting airstrikes in Iraq and Syria last August. The Pentagon is spending more than $9 million a day on the operation. World News from the BBC. A judge in the United States has ruled that there is enough evidence to charge two police officers with shooting dead a 12-year-old boy who was holding a replica gun. Tamir Rice was killed in November when officers responded to a call saying that a young man was holding a gun in a playground in Ohio. Surveillance footage shows the child reaching for the fake weapon and then being shot by one of the police. The first ever European Games get underway today in the capital of Azerbaijan, Baku. The decision to award the inaugural Games to Azerbaijan, the only bidder, has been heavily criticised because of its poor human rights record. Campaigners say a number of foreign journalists have been prevented from attending the Games. Our correspondent, Rehan Dimitri, says the Games have brought more international focus on Azerbaijan's record.
In the past year, there's been an unprecedented crackdown on human rights. Just to give you a comparison, 3 years ago, they've been hosting the Eurovision Song Contest. And back then, civil society was quite active. They've been holding all sorts of events just to attract attention to human rights. So this year, all of those people, human rights activists, journalists, lawyers, they are in jail.
Brazilian police say they've broken up an international criminal network accused of evading foreign exchange tariffs and laundering more than $800 million. 11 people were detained, among them a former vice president of the state-owned Bank of Brazil. The police said the money was laundered in countries including Japan, Britain and Hong Kong. One of the elaborate schemes involved making illegal withdrawals of cash in Venezuela in order to pay for fictitious imports from Brazil. One of wrestling's most colourful stars, Dusty Rhodes, who called himself the American Dream, has died at the age of 69. Rhodes, whose real name was Virgil Runnels, had a long and glittering career which began in the late 1960s, and he was world heavyweight champion three times in one of the sport's best-known contests. That's the latest BBC News.